10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of someone taking a shower. The problem was they were the only two people there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. So if you don't mind, call it in. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. If you would prefer to write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, wherever you are listening, you can easily hit subscribe right now. That would help us out a lot. We would appreciate it. So please do that. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
Well, you know, I wondered if you could hold off for just a minute while I get up and go shut my windows. It's getting a little chilly in here.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious? Like, you've got windows open?
No, I'm not going to get up, but it is... But in all honesty, it is a little chilly.
I'm like, do you have windows open?
It's probably in the upper 50s. Oh my God. It's probably in the upper 50s, maybe 60.
It has been so hot here for so long. I'm just over it.
It is the middle. It's today the last day of July
as we record.
And the high temperature today here is like 60.
Oh my God. Here right now with the heat index, it's over 100. But the crazy thing is it doesn't change that much at night. Because last night I was walking Benji, and I've been leaving like at 8:30. And so it's probably 9 o'clock. It was still heat index. It was over 100, even at 9 o'clock at night. It's just miserable. And last night I was walking with Benji, and I was looking at my phone for something. Who knows? He probably stopped to pee, and I stopped and looked at my phone. And I get my emails on my phone, and I saw one because I follow this paranormal Reddit thread, and it emails me. For some reason, I get paranormal thread. That makes sense. I get a Walmart thread. I don't understand why. And I get Grey's Anatomy. Those are the three. Aren't those random? The Grey's Anatomy kind of makes sense. So the Walmart one I got last night just says, why? And all capital letters and a whole bunch of question marks. But then
that's funny.
I got one from the paranormal thread, and it said, our mimic showed itself. That's what I saw when I was walking Benji.
Oh.
And why? From a Walmart employee. So anyway, that's interesting. But the other one about the mimic, so she'd been living in this house for quite a while, and then she would hear... like it sounded like someone else in the family was calling her, or it would sound like one of their cats when their cats weren't in the other room. And then she was taking a shower the other night, and her cat must have been in the bathroom with her, which is not weird because my cats will do that all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And then the cat got all puffed up and started hissing at the door. And then she glances through the shower curtain and saw her husband standing in the doorway. And she was like, Jesus Christ, he scared the shit out of me. And he didn't say anything. And she's like, weird, goes back and finishes her shower. And then when she got out of the shower, she was like, this is so weird. What's going on? And she goes to find him to ask him why he was creepily staring at her in the shower. And he was in bed asleep. And I'm like, that is creepy.
Well, was there enough time to go to bed and go to sleep?
I don't. She was not.
Was he walking in his sleep?
She must not have thought so. Let me see. Because
here's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with the guy walked in his sleep and was doing a weird standing there staring at her thing.
Could have been.
Because that is really creepy when people do that in their sleep.
Let's see. Let me. I'll pull up her exact story.
Okay.
Through the shower curtain, I saw a doppelganger of my husband standing in the doorway. I said, "Jesus, baby, you scared me." And then I was going to open the curtain, but I was filled with an overwhelming feeling of dread. I turned off the shower, grabbed a towel, rushed back to my room soaking wet. That's key evidence. There was my husband, dead asleep. Oh, here's a clue. He wasn't even wearing the same clothes.
Oh, okay.
I am completely freaked out. She thinks it's going to end badly because she acknowledged it. Like, hey, baby, what are you doing? And she acknowledged it. Now it's freaking her out. Do you think that by acknowledging it, that does change it?
I don't think so, because I'll be honest, how many times have I thought that somebody was standing there and I said, and I thought it was, you know, like one of my kids or something. And I said, you know, what do you want? And I turn around and nobody's there. Well, I acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything happen from it.
Now, this person suggests creating a clear symbolic exit from the home into the outside world and then go step by step. Open the front or back door, one that leads directly outside. Open a window if you have to. Clear clutter. And then work from the farthest room toward that opening using prayer, bells, clapping, incense, sweeping, whatever cleansing method belongs to your practice. Verbally direct the presence to leave through that opening. That's interesting. Oh, here's somebody says, you woke your husband up right after you saw it. It wasn't him, right? Was it his reaction to you telling him you saw not him in the doorway? And she said, I woke him and told him, of course, I was told, good one, baby. He doesn't believe in the paranormal. I don't know.
Well, okay, the thing we can't get past in this story is the different clothing. There wasn't enough time for him to change clothes.
Different clothing. And then you've got the cat.
It does sound like he knows that she's a little bit goosey and could be easily frightened.
Well, because she believes in this woo-woo-y stuff that he doesn't.
Right. And, you know, have you ever tried to frighten somebody before just for the heck of it? Of course. Right. And he knows she is a little easy to, you know, get going. So maybe he does something, runs down the hall, rips off the robe, jumps into bed where he has different clothes on underneath, and then goes, yeah, good one, hon. Now, she probably could tell if he was really asleep.
She obviously does not believe that's the case.
Yeah. Though I would say my husband was deathly afraid of electricity and water. My ex-husband now, but I just occasionally, when he was in the shower, would go into the bathroom and turn and flicker the lights a little bit, and he would come undone. Somehow he thought he was going to be electrocuted.
Yeah, you don't mind if I blow dry my hair right now, away from
the
shower.
Oh my God, yeah, right? Like, oh, whoops, maybe I might drop this blow dryer. You know, he would go crazy. So there are some of us that think that way. I'm just saying, yeah. I, you know.
Don't know him, so we can't judge, but I hope she didn't. Yeah. I hope it was her husband messing with her.
And
in
we
a weird
can't
way,
get,
I also don't want that, because I don't know that I'd want someone scaring the shit out of me like that. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hey, guys. This is Elle from the Bay Area. In around 2004... My girlfriend and I had met up in the Philippines after she spent some time in Thailand. My dad had flown over to the Philippines with me, and this was my first ever trip there. We were going to be in the country for at least a month, so while we were there, my girlfriend suggested that we see Boracay. And I hadn't heard of it prior, and she'd been doing some research about cool places to visit in the Philippines. Sounded beachy and fun, and my dad's friend was going to let us use his timeshare, and we were newly graduated college students, so it sounded super appealing, and all we had to do was purchase a flight to Boracay from where we were in Cavite, and my dad stayed behind. Well, us two went to Boracay. It was a trip getting there. The plane was a teeny tiny, like, 8-seater. And once we landed, we had to speedboat out and transfer via a plank to a smaller boat to get to the island, which is, like, another story in itself. When we arrived at the timeshare, I was surprised by how empty it was. we had to ride a golf cart just to get to the main office, and it looked like a deserted version of Jurassic Park because it was lush, flat, and super empty. So we check in, and it felt odd that this huge resort was so empty, but I guess that's just how off-season works. And we threw our stuff into the room and went exploring outside the resort. We had an awesome day, played on the beach, and looked forward to just coming back and chilling out. It was dark when we got back, around 8 to 9 p.m., and my girlfriend wanted to check out the infinity pool that they had there, so we went and were like the only people there. The actual pool was on an incline, and you had to travel up a small path to go back to the pool house, which was totally dark, and yeah, I didn't even know if it was like open. But a few lights were on around the pool itself, but it felt pretty eerie. And I remember having a conversation with my girlfriend over whether we should just go back to the room because it felt really creepy out there by the pool. I was slightly freaked out because I remember looking up at the pool house. It was visible from the pool, and I thought I saw a figure walking around in front of it. And I thought it was crazy, but I just kind of ignored it. But was super creeped out and didn't know if I should mention that to her. We were debating for like 10 minutes about whether it was a good idea to stay. My girlfriend really wanted to go swimming, and I really thought it seemed like the beginning of a horror movie, at which point she started teasing me for being silly and being a big scaredy cat about the whole thing. So we joked around a bit, and I felt a little more at ease and finally decided, yeah, sure, we could swim. During this whole exchange, we were on the deck of the pool, and the moment I put my toe in the water, all of the lights on the deck and in the pool went out. That was a big fat nope, and we both hightailed it out of there. Back in the safety of the resort, in our room, which had a full kitchen, dining and living room, bathroom with shower and tub, and a bedroom, things started to feel a little more normal and seemed okay again until bedtime. I did a sweep of the living room and the front door to make sure everything was good and locked. The living room had a glass door that opened towards the golf course area. And once I was satisfied that everything was safe and locked, we shut ourselves in the bedroom and got prepped to sleep. And that's where things got really creepy. I'd like to note that we're both fairly light sleepers. It was hard for me to fall asleep because I just felt unsettled. Eventually I did, but I woke up around 3 a.m. and saw a light under the door. I was pretty confused because none of us had gotten up to use the restroom. Not only was there a light coming on from outside the bedroom door, but it also sounded like someone was taking a shower. My first instinct was to assume that maybe my girlfriend had woken up and decided to take a shower, but I quickly noticed that she was sound asleep right next to me, and suddenly I was wide awake. I tried to wake her up for a minute by like tapping her shoulder and saying her name louder and louder, but she would not wake up. She seemed so deeply asleep, which was like pretty unusual for her. And finally, she got up after a few minutes of me really trying to wake her up. I told her that I thought someone was in the flat with us and that they might be in the shower. And we both got up to check on it, Scooby-Doo style, with me in the front, ready to confront whoever it was. And when I opened the bedroom door, we saw the lights were on in the bathroom. The door was closed. I approached the bathroom, ready to throw down, but I was pretty, pretty freaking scared. When I opened the door, the room was full of steam, and the shower was on at full tilt. And this was just one of those nope, nope, nope kind of moments. Now, the thing about the shower was that you didn't just turn it on by twisting and pulling a handle. It had a slightly more complicated process. There was another valve on a separate panel that you had to turn to open the flow, and then you had to turn and pull another handle just to get the water running from the shower head. I turned off the water and was sufficiently creeped out for the rest of the night. I half expected to see something on the mirror written in the steam, but there was nothing. I think my girlfriend was creeped out at first, but eventually she decided that if there was a ghost and all it wanted to do was shower, she was fine with it. I had no idea how she was able to brush it all off so easily and get back to sleep, but she did. And eventually I followed suit several hours later, probably closer to daytime. The next day, when we got up, I went to open the shades in the living room, specifically the ones that cover the door, the floor-to-ceiling glass door, and I noticed that something was weird. There was a glass door that was lockable that led to the outside, a screen door, also lockable, which I made sure that I locked and gave a small test pull before bed, and then there were the shades. After opening the shades, I noticed that the screen door was slid open, but the main glass door to the outside was still locked. And I remember later giving my mom a call from the flat, and she was in the U.S., and well, my dad, my girlfriend, and myself were traveling. And I was just talking to her and telling her that my girlfriend and I were in Boracay and that a bunch of creepy things happened at night. I felt silly for mentioning them, but I couldn't help it. And that's when she said, "You didn't know Boracay was haunted?" And I was like, "That's a thing?" And she proceeded to tell me about how bad things went down in Boracay during World War II. And after that, I felt more sad than scared. And after learning that, my girlfriend and I had a little ritual and offered our condolences and acknowledgments to the spirits that might still be around. And interestingly enough, the rest of the evening there were peaceful. That's it definitely remains one of the most memorable, spooky / paranormal encounters that I've had. Got a few more, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. Thanks again for all the work that you do. Definitely appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and look forward to hearing more. Bye.
You know, I love the way they handled that. After they heard that it was haunted, and she's like, "We offered our condolences." Like, I thought that was a really beautiful thing to do.
I think that's exactly the way you handled that. You know, I wondered, as I'm listening to the story, could someone have come into the house, turned the stuff on and whatnot? But she seemed to think it was still locked. Now, people that work at resorts might be able to get in.
But why would somebody just come in their room, which you can't do when somebody rents the room out? You can't just enter the room and turn on the shower and walk out.
Well, you and I know. I mean, yes, no, we know that they're not supposed to.
But it just seems like if you're going to break into someone's room, it would be for more nefarious reasons and not just turning on the shower.
It's pretty weird. And, you know, turning on water and faucets and stuff is something that does happen quite a bit in the paranormal world. That you just hear water running and go in there. The sink is, you know, ongoing. I think that they handled this exactly right, though. You know, my heart just stopped when she said she saw a light under the door. There is something about that vision of seeing a light on that's not supposed to be on. It's just the worst feeling.
And it would come, then you're hearing what sounds like somebody taking a shower in your room. That would freak me out.
And did I hear right, her saying that they went like Scooby-Doo style? Yeah. That was really funny.
I thought that was cute.
That was awesome.
I visualized it.
That was so funny when she said that. I was just like, oh my God, that is hilarious. But yeah, I think they did it right.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I think they didn't have other activity after that because the way they handled it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting that, and you know, I think water's something that spirits can mess with.
Yeah.
Like, because you frequently, it's happened in my house, like the sink turned on. I don't know. But that's pretty common that water gets turned on. And so maybe it's like, here, we'll get their attention. And they do that.
Yeah. No, I think something was going on there. I really do. And they just had a creepy feeling the whole time.
She wasn't okay out at the, when they were going to go swimming.
Yeah.
But
No, that was a good story.
Well, let's go to this story. It says, "Hey there, my name is Clint. This happened back when I lived in Georgia. I wanted to send you this because it still makes me wonder what was really going on. Back when I was in college, my best friend, another roommate, and I rented an older house together. It had been remodeled before we moved in. Honestly, we loved it. It wasn't creepy. Nobody wanted out of the lease. And if someone had asked me then if I thought the house was haunted, I would have laughed. We did have a few things happen now and then that we'd joke about. Every once in a while, one of us couldn't find something we knew we had just had. My roommate had this little metal pig she kept on top of the refrigerator, and somehow it would turn around and be facing the other direction. None of us would admit to moving it, so eventually we just started blaming everything on an imaginary ghost we called Harold. If something was out of place, somebody would shrug and say, "Harold's messing with us again," and that was about the end of the conversation. That was really the only way we ever thought about it. We lived there for about a year and a half, 2 years, had a lot of great memories in that house, and when it was time to move out, I actually recommended it to my cousin. She and two friends were looking for a place, and since we knew the landlord and had liked the house, it seemed like an easy recommendation. She moved in not long after we moved out. Maybe a month later, she called me one night. I figured she had a question about the house or was trying to figure out how something worked. Instead, she asked if anything strange had ever happened while we lived there. I laughed and told her nothing I'd lose sleep over. I mentioned we'd joke about Harold moving things around every once in a while, but that was it. Then she started telling me what had been going on. They'd hear footsteps when everybody was sitting together in the living room. Things would disappear, and after tearing the house apart looking for them, they'd show up somewhere they had already looked. One afternoon, they watched a coffee mug slide right off the kitchen table. They got so convinced somebody was getting into the house that they called the police one night after hearing someone walking around. They showed up, searched the whole place, and didn't find anyone, but it scared them enough that they had the locks changed anyway. The whole conversation felt strange because none of that sounded like the house we lived in. And then she asked me if I had ever been in the little crawl space under the basement stairs. The funny thing is we spent plenty of time in that basement. It's where the washer and dryer were. We kept storage bins down there, but none of us ever opened that little door. I don't even remember talking about it. It was just part of the basement and we didn't pay any attention to it. She told me one of her roommates had opened it not long after they moved in because they were curious what was behind it. I have no idea if that had anything to do with what they experienced. Maybe it didn't, but I can't get past how different our experiences were. We thought it was a great house. We liked living there, so much so that I encouraged my own cousin to rent it. They weren't even there very long before they were talking about having the house blessed because they were so uncomfortable. So why did the house seem so different for them than it did for us? Did we ignore things they didn't ignore? Was there something going on in that house that affected people in different ways? I've never been able to answer those questions, but I've always been glad we had our experience there instead of theirs. Thanks for letting me share my story. I think that's really interesting.
You know, this is kind of the first time I've heard this thrown out like this. Like, why do they have this bad experience and we had a good one?
And the cousin obviously felt weird enough about that basement, little creepy basement door, that she was like, "Did you ever go in there?" And he's like, "No, we never paid any attention to it." Because she brought it up, so she obviously is thinking something weird's going on with that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't bring that up.
Would you go in there or open it up?
Hell no. No. Would you?
No. Why would you do that?
Because you're just renting the house. You don't need to go in there.
No. I was just thinking, it's funny, I have a little, like, you know, little door that goes up to the attic. And it's outside of my bedroom door, and I was closing my bedroom door the other night, and I thought, that's kind of just creepy. I think I will never look up there. Like, why would I open that up to look in there? I don't know why, but it just creeps me out a little bit. So I'm just not going to mess with it. I don't know. Do you think it had anything to do with them opening it? And I don't know.
It just makes me think that maybe, you know, they did have some weird things moving around and relocating. What do you call it? Relocations?
Like, you know.
When it moves. Anyway, yeah. They had some weird things happen in the house, but they were cool with it. These people are feeling more threatened. So it makes you wonder, are they bringing a weird energy into the house? Someone of the three of them. Does one of them have energy that's just not working with Harold? Or did they bring something in with them? Like maybe somebody brought an antique mirror in or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or is there something to this weird basement thing? Did they open something? It just seems weird to me that a little door could be shut and you open up the door and now you have a darker haunting. That seems a little
convenient. I'm almost going to go with number two. They brought something with them.
Yeah, it could be their own energy. It could be energy of an item.
Mm-hmm.
Because sounds like they kind of, the first people had kind of a friendly, happy experience there.
Yeah. And you could have a good haunting, so to speak, where it worked out for everybody and nobody was, it was just a little off, but, you know, things happened and that was okay. Nothing threatening. So it just seems to me like something changed.
Oh, what if the cousin doesn't know about this, but what if one of the roommates is like playing with a Ouija board or something?
See, I think there's a change here. And I think it could be something like that, or they brought in something with them that has something attached to it. It feels different.
Yes, agreed.
Doesn't feel like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting because he's like, likes the house so much. It's like, we're moving out. You should move in here. It's a great place.
And yeah, we love it here.
This place is haunted AF. What is going on?
Yeah, it's only $25 a month, and we're right in the heart of downtown next to all the restaurants and bars.
Yeah, it's a great price. We'll take it. Oh, yeah. And by the way, but that's so weird because they had such a great experience there that he's like, move in. You'd love this place.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I feel like something changed.
Yeah.
There's a different dynamic. And maybe one of the new roommates brought something with them or just themselves.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they're like secretly a criminal or something. They're just not a good person. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the energy in the house has shifted.
It's different. Yeah, I agree.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, please let us hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up for that at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino.
America's Social Casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's Social Casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.